AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A video released by militants in Libya purports to show the mass beheading of Coptic Christian hostages. The makers of the video identify themselves as the Tripoli province of the Islamic State group, the Islamic militant group that controls about a third of Syria and Iraq. AP correspondent Ashraf Khalil reports the video is narrated by a masked militant who speaks in North American accented English.
The video ends after the beheadings with the same militant pointing his knife towards the ocean and saying, "We will conquer Rome by Allah's permission."
Egypt has declared a 7-day mourning period for the victims and their families. The UN Security Council is demanding that Shiite rebels immediately and unconditionally withdraw forces from government institutions in Yemen. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the UN Security Council cannot accept a government that has forced its way into office.
This council deplores unilateral attempts by the Houthi to take over government institutions and to dissolve parliament by force. And this council reaffirms the roadmap for implementing Yemen's transition.
A resolution approved unanimously does not call for military action. House Speaker John Boehner says there's animosity between the White House and Israel's prime minister, and that's why he didn't inform the White House he was inviting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress. Boehner was on Fox News Sunday.
I wanted to make sure that there was no interference.
Netanyahu's speech is set for March 3rd. Authorities are investigating a triple homicide in Kentucky. The killing of a 16-year-old in a shootout with police yesterday in Maryland prompted the search of his home more than 500 miles away in Kentucky, where authorities found the bodies of his parents and younger sister. This is AP Radio News. The NBA All-Star Game is getting underway in New York City's Madison Square Garden as the best of the East and West meet.
The East team includes the Cavs' LeBron James making his 11th straight All-Star appearance and hometown favorite Carmelo Anthony of the Knicks. The West team has a Golden State Warriors feel as head coach Steve Kerr will be on the bench and teammates Steph Curry and Klay Thompson will start the game. The game was last played in New York in 1998. The West side has taken 3 out of the last 4 All-Star games. Mike Moriarty, New York.
The Writers Guild of America has held its awards ceremony for this year at simultaneous events in New York and Los Angeles. In the original screenplay category, Wes Anderson and Hugo Guinness won for The Grand Budapest Hotel. In the adapted screenplay category, Graham Moore took the prize for the World War II set Alan Turing film, The Imitation Game, which was adapted from the book Alan Turing, The Enigma. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.